Well, I hope that gave you a feeling of relaxation to start the hour here on Classical WMUK. We heard pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet with a work from the 1950s by jazz pianist Bill Evans called Peace, Peace, two spellings, which might be fun for my next guest, who is the editor of Encore, Southwest Michigan's magazine. Her name is Marie Lee, and I am really thrilled to be speaking to Marie for the very first time. We're going to go over some of these stories in this month's issue. But Marie Lee, thank you for joining me here on Classical WMUK this morning.
Well, Kara, thanks so much for having me.
It's a portentous sort of day we chose to chat, but let's put it aside.
It sure is. Yeah, let's talk about something not election-like.
I agree. How long, first of all, how long have you been in the position of editor at Encore?
I started on Halloween in 2011. Oh. So I've been there, now 9 years?
In some ways, I really was looking forward to talking with you, Marie, because in some ways, our goals are the same. Here on the radio, I'm looking for ways to connect people with their own cultural environment here in West Michigan. There's so much to cover. And of course, Encore celebrates that with every issue. So it occurred to me that we are kind of on the same team, as it were.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Would you tell me a little more about your priorities for Encore and what you like to see a balance of in an issue?
Well, our priority really has been to, since I came on board, to focus on everybody in the community as much as we could. I think in the past, some of the issues have really been focused on the movers and shakers, the people that a lot of us already know a lot about, strikers and perfect and things like that. But we wanted to focus on the people a little bit, that we're doing the work in the trenches. And so when we work on the issue, we try very hard to have a cover feature that is either a profile of someone in the community or something that's happening in the community. Like this month's issue is about a pocket community, the first one in the area that's being built. And we also like to do some trend stories, but they're more solutions-based. So if we bring up a trend, like when we did a story on poverty a couple years ago, our focus is on who's trying to solve the problem and not just defining the problem. And the other stuff that we work on is, we try to do a business story and arts coverage, because that's what Encore has been known for forever, has been the arts culture coverage. And, of course, everybody loves to eat, so we always try to do something with food and dining.
That's a lot to cover.
Yes, it is. The good news, as you know, is there's no lack of stories, right?
Exactly. So. It's November 2nd. Are you already thinking about this? You must already be working on December's issue.
Correct. We're already in production on December, which means we're doing the final copy editing of content and the layout. So, yeah, we work pretty much 3 to 4 months out on issues, which is kind of been tricky during COVID, because it seems like it's just an ever-changing, just the whole world is so ever-changing. Like, 1 minute you're thinking you can go out and get photographs of people, but then it's like we need to be socially distancing, so we can't do that. So it's been a fun thing, but yeah, we work pretty far out.
Yeah, there was a time when life was a little more predictable and you could sort of plan ahead. For features or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like a great example of that is the story in November's issue about the stamped robin. And so the stamped robin is a craft cocktail bar in downtown Kalamazoo. It's very popular, and they decided to expand into the space next door to them, and they were going to create this this two enterprises. One was a coffee cafe bar, and the other was sort of a retail environment where you'd come in and get, you know, wines and beers and things that you couldn't find other places. Well, you know, so we were going to run that story in April. We had it already, had it shot, the photograph shot, and then COVID shut the world down. So we held on to it. And then when we came up, we're like, well, we're going to run the story had changed dramatically. And it became more a story less about their expansion and more about how they pivoted during COVID. And it's a fascinating and a really inspiring kind of story that makes you feel good about something that's come out of COVID that's a positive. And there's not a lot of them.
Right. There's for every store that is persisting, there's a number that may not make it through this period. I can also imagine that over the last 10, 15 years, Marie, you've also seen reporting and news and even arts coverage diminish in our area here.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Does it make you feel more beholden to, do as thorough a job as you can to cover more in Encore magazine?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, we look around and we see there are areas that we feel still aren't getting as much coverage as they should.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that happens is, you know, Encore, originally when that, as a former newspaper reporter and journalist, you know, I felt sort of this unspoken responsibility to pick up the mantle and provide the coverage that I felt like was lacking in the community. But that is kind of impossible, you know, without having a very large magazine. You know, I think we try really hard to do a balance of stories, and not every issue can have, you know, everything like food and dining and business and things like that. But I do feel like there's the one thing that we've held on to is we've tried very hard to hold on to the arts coverage, because the arts coverage has taken a huge hit in the community. And if there was ever an organization that were totally dependent on getting the word out on with media, it is the arts organizations. And so we're trying, you know, really hard to hold on to that coverage, but also not ignoring the things in the community that people want to know about, but they feel like they're not learning about. So it's a tough position to be in, because you really want to be everything to all people, but you can't be.
Marie Lee is the editor of Encore, Southwest Michigan's magazine, and you're listening to Classical WMUK 89.9 FM, coming to you from Western Michigan University. This school is one of the main backers of our news enterprise. How does Encore put together its financial backing? If you don't have to share, like, minute details,
oh,
but
we're absolutely advertising supported. The publication, that's how the publication started out in 1972. It was always meant to be a free publication, and so it's never been a magazine that's been supported by subscribers. So it's a unique city regional publication in that way.
Wow.
But we are totally beholden to our advertisers, and we have been very fortunate that through this last year, we have had very loyal advertisers that are committed to stick with us so that we can keep publishing, because it has definitely been a challenge.
Let's get back to the new issue. You've already outlined the story about the entrepreneurs behind the Stamped Robin and their new next door enterprise. You mentioned this pocket neighborhood story, and that's a new phrase to me, a pocket neighborhood, but I guess the idea for it is like 100 years old.
It is. It was, and that was interesting, because the writer that did the story, this is the beauty, I think, of the team that we have at Encore. She didn't know about the history and of the whole pocket neighborhood, but our copy editor, Margaret DeRitter, grew up down the road from the first quote-unquote pocket neighborhood in New Jersey. And so she was able to add that extra dimension. so that people have an idea that, yeah, this isn't a new concept, but it is. It's growing in popularity, certainly among out west, where there's a lot, and by out west, I mean out in the western United States, where there's a lot of retirees that want that close-knit neighborhood, you know, because I think so many of us are so far from our families that we're seeing that there's a need to be connected. And especially during COVID, there's a feeling that you really need to be connected. And the people that you're physically closest to are your neighbors. So, So the pocket neighborhood is, it's definitely a growing concept. I think we're going to see a lot more of them as more and more boomers get to the point where they're downsizing and not wanting to be in the suburbs or anymore.
Well, this cover feature has a lot of pictures showing what this pocket neighborhood in particular looks like. It's called Belle Mead, and the houses are not cookie cutter houses. They're all different sizes for different kinds of families.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just amazing how the outside of them, they're very unique and very particular to the owners. The shot on the cover is very Floridian. And that, you know, it's got the pale blue and the peach, and it is, just look at it and it just makes you happy because it's like, oh, that feels like Florida. But it is, I think the thing I loved about shooting these photos with a photographer is the color. It was just like, it's, you know, people make jokes all the time about beige suburbs, but there's no beige suburb here at all. And every house has a front porch, and their front porches are such points of pride for the homeowners, that every porch is unique and has its own custom touches as far as, you know, decoration. And it's just really fun to kind of wander around and look at the different personalities that come out in the way that people have chosen the outsides of their homes.
Listeners can have a look at this pocket neighborhood on the cover of Encore. The November issue is just out. Where is Encore available? You can pick it up a lot of places.
You can. You certainly can. So Encore is available at most of the major grocery stores. So like Harding's and D&W, DeWalt has a rack and Natural Health Center. The libraries also have them, but you have to ask for them now at the front desk because of COVID. And they're, our locations are a little more limited thanks to COVID, but there's a list on our website of where you can find the magazine and pick it up.
Also in the issue, regular features like events of note, there's a poem, a poetry page, then five faves from Lynn Houghton, the wonderful historian. We rely on her here at WMUK as well. She picks out favorite school buildings in the Kalamazoo area. And you, as well as being editor, also assigned yourself a story about Sid Ellis. I wondered if we could talk about Sid for a little minute here.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sid is probably one of the most positive people I've ever had the pleasure of interviewing. It was just a joy to talk to him. Go ahead.
I was just going to remind listeners that Sid Ellis is the executive director, I believe, of the Douglas Community Association, and it's a significant job this year because it's the 100th anniversary of this community center becoming a reality. So,
right, and I think he has such a deep background in the community. As far as a lot of people know him from his art work in the arts community, from the Black Arts and Cultural Center to just the plays he's been in. He's on the board of the Civic. He's on the Theater Guild at Western Michigan University's Theater Department. And so he has this really deep, interesting background in the arts. And so to me, it was fascinating to see why somebody that has such a passion for the arts would take on this community center, which is absolutely pivotal for the Northside community. I mean, they do so much there. And he said it's all about serving the community, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Why is it so important, do you think, to find and put the spotlight on local individuals, as opposed to, you know, just letting national publications tell us who we should admire.
Oh, well, you know, I think there is a need by people. They are really wanting to know who makes things happen in their community, mm-hmm. and who does the cool stuff. And I think that's one of the best things about being the editor is I get to know about so many unique individuals and the things that they're doing and the things that they're trying to do. I mean, there's just stories everywhere. And so I think when we pick out people for the backstory, we try to pick out people that aren't people that normally you would know a lot about or you would hear a lot about. You know, these aren't the civic leaders. These are people who I would say are just ordinary people that are doing something interesting, unique, or beneficial to the community every single day. And, you know, people are curious. We're really curious about the people that live around us, you know, and maybe I'm just overly curious because I'm a journalist, but, you know, I think we want to highlight, you know, you're not going to hear about some of these people, you know, in classic conversation or in other media, just because that's not where they show up.
I am picturing your desk as covered in Post-its. Is that accurate?
I'm not so much Post-its, just a lot of paper.
How do you keep track of everything going on?
Well, you know, I don't. I try really hard, but I think, you know, I learned to have a system of, you know, I file a lot of stuff, like who would be potential great backstories, or, you know, here's some really great story ideas that have come to us, and, you know, let's think about when these would happen. And I have a ton of stuff on paper. You know, there is no risk that Boise Cascade or any of the other paper companies are going to go out of business because I am a paper person.
Do you have staff meetings or do you bring writers together to pitch stories, or how does the brainstorming happen at Encore?
Well, most of our writers are freelancers, and so they don't come together on a regular basis. I meet with them pretty much every couple months. I'll meet with writers, and they bring me stories. I also have a list of stories, and then they're wonderful. They'll call in and tell us about somebody. They'll write me and tell me about somebody or something that they think we should cover. So we, you know, we have a lot of ideas. I do have a staff, but I have a graphic designer. Her name's Lex Dubelt, and she's phenomenal. She's the reason why the magazine looks so beautiful. She and our photographer, Brian Powers. And then our salespeople, Janet Gover and Janice Clark, also bring us stories because, you know, they're out and about. That's kind of how the Pocket Neighborhood story came about, is that Dave Glass has been a longtime supporter of Encore. And in the last meeting that they had with their sales representative, they told him about this development. And he came back and said, hey, I need to tell you about this. This is this really cool thing. And so that's kind of how we generate the stories. But as far as, working with the writers is pretty much a one-on-one individual kind of thing.
I think I just have one more question of you, Marie Lee, editor of Encore, and that is, what is humbling? What is humbling to you about being the editor of a magazine?
Humbling? That I can make a mistake at any time, and thousands of people will see it, and they let you know it. I think also just that the enormity of the area that we cover, and how much there is, and the realization that you're never, ever going to be able to tell all the stories that you want to tell.
I sit in my chair here in the studio. I know there's so much more I could do. It's just that I am here now. I'm doing the best I can, and finding as many people as I can to talk to. It's never enough, you know, but it's it's being done on some level, and hope, and I hear right. you. Yeah, people will will let you know when things are a little out of whack.
Right. So, and I would say, you know, the beauty of what you do and what we do is, while there may be some overlap, I think we're all really careful to, you know, cover as uniquely as we can. And so I would hope that people would see that in our local media, that there's a lot of content there if they look. And I know exactly how you feel. It's like, I want to tell all the stories, but sometimes our magazine isn't the best position to tell stories, right? And so, like, something like WMUK, which is, you know, a day-to-day operation, and you have these, you know, opportunities to tell the stories every day, there are stories that are better for you to be able to tell. And so that's another humbling thing, is for me to just let go of that and say, I can't write about everything, right?
Well, that's why I'm glad we're talking. We're making this connection for the first time, you know, because I'll be there for you if you need me to be. And I know that you could be there for us as well. Let's let it go at that for today, although I really hope that in about 4 weeks we'll have a look at the new December issue of Encore, Southwest Michigan's magazine, which is available, physical copies everywhere. It's also available as a digital copy. That's what I'm looking at right now, and that beautiful blue and coral cover that you have to this time.
Very not November.
No, there's no snow anywhere.
That's right.
Any final thoughts from you, Marie? Good luck today.
Oh, thank you very much. You as well. I know that's going to be a long day for you. So, and I just plug it. I really appreciate the fact that you guys are covering the election so that I can keep up on it. I think all your listeners are.
Right. And that's over on 102.1. So all you folks who just need a little break from these things, stick to 89.9 classical
WUK.
I so appreciate talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you next month, Marie Lee. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kara.
Bye-bye.